Hey friends, and welcome back to the podcast. Today, me and my very good friends are talking about the final season of Gilmore Girls, season 7. I cannot believe we are here already. We had all the feels about this season, the highs and the lows, and everything in between. So buckle up and enjoy our discussion on Gilmore Girls, season 7. All right, we're back with season 7 this week of our Gilmore Girls recaps, and I'm with my very good friends, Chelsea and Ashley, and I think I would be sadder if this was genuinely the last recap, but we decided last time that we're going to recap the year in the life, too, so I'm glad we're going to continue a little bit longer and talk about the terrible year in the life.
With a few good
parts. There's a few good parts in it, and we gotta do it. So
we'll definitely have a lot to talk about. So
that's true. A lot to talk about. So yeah, season 7 though. We'll get into it. But I did want to note first, like, I know last time we had talked about, like, did Amy and Dan Palladino, like, were they part of season 7 or, like, what happened there? And actually, this is the only season where neither of them were a showrunner or a writer. So they were both out. So what happened, I guess, was, like, the CW came about, this broadcasting station. It merged the WB and UPN, which I don't even know what that one is, but it merged to create this new thing, the CW. And the CW network claimed that their departure was due to a salary dispute. However, Amy Sherman Palladino insisted that she and Dan couldn't come to an agreement with the CW because they needed a short series hiatus to rest. They needed to hire more writers to relieve their workload. And they needed an additional 8th season to finish the storylines properly. And the network was not willing to do any of those things, apparently. And so they left.
And hence why it was kind of a crappy season.
Why? And I read some of that too, and it was like, that's why it was so, everything was so packed into this season.
For sure. I mean, gosh, I mean, we'll get into it, but just all the, yeah, when I was watching, especially the later episodes, I know it's a small thing, but, like, even Lane and Zach, like, having twins and stuff, and they just felt so much older.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They were supposed to be. Like, what is Lane, 22 maybe? And, mm-hmm. I mean, in real life, too, they're older, so they, you know, maybe you can tell a little bit, but, like, they just seemed like, oh, they're at least in their mid-20s, late-20s, early-30s. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It just seemed so much more mature than they had even the previous season or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, we'll get into Christopher and all of that. But I was just like, seriously? And okay. So what else? Anything else just about the season in general or just how it felt this season?
Well, even like, again, like having to pack everything in and like, once the Christopher storyline was done, it was like a couple episodes and then it's kind of back to Luke. Not much build up there either. It's kind of like, okay, so it ended happy, they're back together, but we barely showed it.
I know. Gosh,
yes, it is. I don't know, it was very packed in. I felt like the relationships were like short-lived a little bit. I don't know, yeah, just with like the marriage and we'll get into all that, but yes, very quick.
It was very quick.
Also, this isn't necessarily, well, it is kind of very quick, but like,
mm-hmm.
I feel like this was the season all of a sudden April is calling Luke dad.
I know,
and I was kind of like,
when did that happen?
Yeah, it kind of caught me off guard. I'm like, she flipped from are you my daddy to dad.
True. Which, like, they're really sweet. Like, I do like seeing Luke be the dad.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still, even that, which Amy and Dan did season 6, like, that was still a little bit of a curveball.
Right.
Adding April in. But yeah, it was a jump as well. So let's get into it, I guess, then. The beginning of the season is like one of the worst things ever.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, yeah. Isn't the opening like scene where she's like laying on the couch, her eyes are like wide open, and Jackson and Suki are just talking in the background? Was that this opener?
No, but I can't remember when. No,
I think
was.
It's when she wakes up in bed.
She's and at Christine's.
That's right.
Like, why yep. is Auntie Lorelai is Auntie Lorelai sick? Because
she has yes. Okay. Yeah,
like her and Luke, or she had just was it? She did you know gave Luke an ultimatum the previous yeah. the last episode of last season. Right.
Okay.
He says no, and she runs off to Christopher, and
of course.
Night with him. And it's like right away you can tell she regrets it, and she like hates that she did this. And she's like pretty resistant to Christopher at first, like because he calls her and wants to like take her out or have dinner and all these things, and she's just super weird about it and like. But then eventually she, like, warms up to him more. And then they randomly date again. Not randomly, but they date again for a while. And then they get married. But we'll get into that. But this is also the episode of the racket. Logan for London and leaves this gift for Rory. This mysterious gift. Which was funny.
And, it is funny. Yeah. I liked how she was trying to figure it out. And mm-hmm. I forget, what was the actual connection to it? Wasn't it like Star yeah. Trek or something?
Twilight Zone.
Twilight Zone. Okay. Yeah.
It was yeah. apparently inspired by an episode which was called The Long Morrow, which is actually the name of this episode of Gilmore Girls also.
Okay.
Which I've never Very seen fitting. Twilight Zone, but yeah. And it was something about like... this couple, one guy was going to, I don't remember, I'm gonna get it so wrong, but like outer space, and he would have aged like all these years, and I don't remember,
still wanted to be with her,
yeah, and they both like flip-flopped, so then like he was really young and she was really old because they were thinking they were going to wait for each other, or you know,
that's right. Okay.
Anyways, so she finally gets the idea behind the gift. So,
you know, kind of going along with what we were saying earlier about like the relationships and like storylines being rushed, yeah. I do like how Logan has slowly progressed into mm-hmm. who he is in this season, mm-hmm. just with like him being more responsible. I know we're gonna like yeah. see some irresponsibility in him, but just like being more responsible and mm-hmm. taking on these like business ventures and just being an adult. And I guess I also didn't realize how much older he was, because I think it's later in the season, it's his 25th birthday, maybe.
What?
Or maybe I feel like
yeah.
I saw,
yeah, it was, because his dad says he turned a quarter of a century, and I'm like, wait,
seriously?
So he was a couple years older than her.
Yeah,
I missed like, that because he was only he graduated the year before, you know, but
he got kicked out of a lot of schools.
He did.
Yeah, because in the background, when she's like decorating for his birthdays and things, like she wants to celebrate all his birthdays, there's like a 25 balloon. I'm like, wait a second, isn't Rory just like 21 or 22? So I guess I just didn't realize how much older he was. But I just like his progression too, though.
So. Yeah. I had no idea, guys. I have to like totally rewatch that scene.
There was also something like, again, like discrepancies I caught. Yeah. Sorry if I'm jumping
ahead.
No,
go ahead.
But in episode 3, I don't remember if this is when like Emily is like hosting a bunch of girls for their
debutante thing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, maybe that's
or cotillion.
Yes.
Cotillion.
And maybe NC, now I already realize that I'm wrong. But because Rory says, I never had a cotillion. I'm like, yeah, she did. Yeah. But then I realized it was a debutante ball.
Well, I guess. But that was one of the trivia things, too, that she said Rory's never had been. But she had a coming out party. Yeah. And I don't know, maybe they're different. I'm not in that world. But
yeah.
They seem really similar.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, I wasn't sure what the difference was, honestly.
Right, like, for sure.
Other than they were much younger little girls. So maybe that's it.
True. I like some of the quirky things early on, like Paris's SAT prep, like business that she starts, and she's like really scary with the kids and
yes,
and like Suki and Michelle doing arm wrestling, and Suki like slams him down. It's so funny, and the racquetball.
They play quote unquote yeah. racquetball.
Yes. Oh, and then the whole, I mean, Kirk, the light thing, right, at the stoplight, and Kirk is driving this old car of his and then runs it into Luke's diner. It was so bad.
I thought, at first I thought when you said Kirk at the stoplight, I was imagining you talking about him being in that box.
Oh, that too. I love that.
Yep.
His like, wasn't it like an art piece or something? Yeah, like, I don't even know. I'm like, what are you doing, man?
Oh, Kirk. That was good. I love Kirk.
I like him too. He's great.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't he married? Have we talked about this? Isn't he married to someone in real life? That's surprising.
Yeah. I can't remember who he's married to, but
his brother married Jenna Fisher at one point, I think.
Okay. Yes, that's what it is.
That's what it was.
That's funny.
So his sister-in-law was Jenna Fisher.
I love that.
But I think they're divorced now.
Oh, sad. Hilarious.
Oh, shoot. Ex-sister-in-law.
I also loved, because, like, I don't think we really saw Elaine in the first episode because they had gotten married at the end of last episode.
Oh, yeah.
And when she comes back and she's like, I get it now. I get what my mom was saying. It's all a lie. Yeah. She's like,
so funny. First,
like, what do you mean? She's like, sex is bad.
Yes.
That was totally so poor funny. Content. It was
gosh. Yes. How unfortunate for her.
I know.
I like how confused Zach is too when she like figures out that she's pregnant and he's like, how? And she's like, well, you were there. Like,
yeah. Cause then I think he's like, we only did it one time. And she's like, it only takes one time. Or like something like the name of the episode was like, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee.
Yeah.
And again, another example of how it was rushed, because it's like,
yes,
they've literally just got back from their honeymoon and she knows she's pregnant.
Yeah, and they have to have like babies before the end of the series or the season. Yeah, so
I do like that happened to Lane though, because like she's like, oh man, okay, I'm gonna be abstinent, I'm gonna wait, and then she's like, it was terrible, and then she's pregnant. So I just like, I also am like, this fits, but yeah, the fact that she had the babies before the end of the series is like a little rush, but
yeah,
hilarious. So
and that they were twins.
Yeah.
I love that when they find out that they're having twins, at first Zach thinks that it means they're having Siamese twins.
Yeah.
He's like, it's okay, babe, there's surgeries now, like, you know, at least they're not conjoined at the head or like whatever. And she's like, no, Zach, we're just having twins. And he's like, oh, well, that's so much better.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay. So as I was watching this season, I told Andrew, I was like, Zach reminds me a lot of you. Not like stupid stuff like that, but like other things that he says and does. Like he was talking about My Morning Jacket to Luke and like wanting to be friends with Luke and stuff. And I was like, this is stuff you would do. This is funny.
Yeah, so good. Zach really has come a long way, I think.
Yeah. He has.
Remember when he was, yeah, like the first time probably we saw him was like the garage band.
Yes. Know,
they were doing it at Lorelai's house and he was like hitting on Lorelai.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So gross to think about, like, oh, you're gonna actually marry Rory's best friend.
Yeah.
Grown a lot and become a really like endearing character.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. So good.
slight tangent.
Yeah.
But on what channel is it? It's like one of the channels on TV that does like show reruns.
Oh yeah.
And it might be even like Up TV or something like that. Mm-hmm. And right now, Lane and Zach have a commercial, like promoting Gilmore Girls.
Yes.
It's adorable.
I heard that they were going to be hosting the Gilmore Marathon or something for Thanksgiving, maybe?
Aww.
Yeah. Super cute.
Yeah. I love that.
I know.
Super sweet.
So good.
I love it.
So good.
So let's talk about Lorelai and Christopher and their relationship. Okay. Like, just as I'm looking through episodes, like this wonderful, marvelous title, that's when they go to the movie. Like, mm-hmm. he does the this barn. Whole movie at the barn, like a drive-in. Mm-hmm. And, so I don't know. Like, their relationship is very rushed again. Mm-hmm. Lorelai says she's going to take it slow. And they're dating and stuff. I mean, and then they get married in Paris. Like, I don't know. Who saw that happening?
I think there was no way for her to take it slow, though, because they have such a long history. I don't know. It's not like they can just, like, date and be like, okay, is this going to work out? It's like, you guys have a kid together, and you've been on again, off again for 20-some years.
Right.
And I don't know. It's, like, in some ways, it's like Lorelai to just, like, jump into something and – but then back out at the end, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how else it could have gone, because if they had just dated and broken up, like, that's the same thing we've, like, seen and time again, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like something drastic had to happen so that it really is final. Like, it's not happening ever again.
I wonder if Amy and Dan would have had them get married eventually, like over the seasons they wanted, 7 and 8. Because I think you're right, like, they've dated. They, like, have dated on and off for, yeah, like, 20 years or something. And so, like, to just date again, we know that story. Like, we know if they don't commit, like, something's going to come up, basically. Well, even if they do commit... apparently. So I don't know. I didn't hate that they got married, but I think I hated how rushed again it was, or just how I mean just Lorelai's impulsiveness. Like, she was engaged to Luke for like a year at least, I think. And then
a couple months,
like, she's basically married. Like, they break up in the first episode, then she starts dating Christopher basically right away. And then they get married, and then they're divorced halfway through the season, like, basically. Like, I think it was episode 12 or 13, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Which, because they needed time for her and Luke to patch things up, kind of, as friends, and then, yeah.
I think this is her pattern, though, because when she was on the outs with Rory, she was like, okay, how do I fill this void? I'm, like, so sad. And so she got her dog. And then she and Luke... you know, they broke it off. She's like devastated. She's like, all right, well, she wasn't really looking for something to fill that void, but kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, she went to him literally. They broke up. And so I think she just honestly, like, wanted to be married and thought, okay, if it's not happening with Luke, let me see if this will work with Christopher. Maybe not, like, maybe more subconsciously. And I really like the episode where she comes to the realization when she and Christopher are sitting on the couch and just talking about things. And it's after Suki had said to Lorelai, like, you know, if Luke wasn't even part of the picture at all, like, if there was no Luke, would it be Christopher? And you just see the realization on Lorelai's face, like, no, it wouldn't be.
Yeah.
Wow. And so I don't know. I think she's just, like, trying to fill a void, and it's sad, but...
It is.
Yeah. Well, when you think about it, like, Lorelai was never truly alone for most of the series. Like, there was always somebody, whether it was they were dancing around the relationship, or she was in a relationship, or the relationship was rocky, basically. Right.
That's true. Like, she was always kind of with someone, or... getting with someone.
I did appreciate though, like, to add on to that, when she finally does, like, tell Christopher, like, we can't do this, like, they actually, like, it was actually kind of sad. Like, she was very broken over it, and, like,
gosh,
I even felt, like, a little tearful, because I was like,
yes,
wanted it to work. In the perfect world, this would have made sense, like, to be married to the father of your daughter, you know? But I was kind of glad, like, it was, because, you know, we've said this before, as much as, like, I am, like, Luke is meant to be for her, like, they had the chemistry, and it kind of, like, when they were together, it kind of was like, well, that's pretty good, you know, even though I don't want it to be, but.
Right.
And so the fact that, like, they didn't completely end on bad terms, I feel like.
I know.
I mean, he does kind of just disappear altogether, but.
That, yeah, that was, as much as I want Luke and Lorelai together, like, it was a really heartbreaking scene of Lorelai and Christopher realizing. So it all, like, kind of came, not all, but that reference letter she wrote, or whatever character reference letter she wrote for Luke to get custody of April, and Christopher finds that, and he's like, it sounds like a love letter, blah blah blah, and, like, anyway, it kind of came back to, like, Lorelai's still in love with Luke, and she rushed into this thing with Christopher, but they just kind of realized, like, you know, we've tried this for so many years, and it's just not it. It's not right. And, like, when she says, "You're the man I want to want," like, it's so heartbreaking, because
it is.
You know, they care about each other so much, but it just isn't the right match.
I did, this is jumping ahead, but I did appreciate at the end of the season how at Rory's graduation, like, Christopher was still able to be there. I couldn't remember if he did attend or not, but I'm glad that they were cordial and, like, they seem like, okay, even though, you know, they have that added layer of, like, well, we're divorced now, you know? But I'm glad that I felt like that was a good way to leave it, like, you know, they're both going to still be part of Rory's life. They can be cordial with one another, and there's not going to be this, like, heaviness, hopefully.
And even at the party that Richard and Emily throw for Rory, like, for her graduation, Christopher's there, and him and Lorelai have a moment that they're just like, okay, well, we're going to figure out this whole divorced parenting thing. Like, so it is cool that they can still, like, care about each other and Rory, like, and I don't know, but even that, I'm like, well, a year in the life, we don't see them get back together or anything, thankfully. But I was like, honestly, who knows? Lorelai and Christopher could still get back together,
right? Yeah.
If there were issues with Luke or whatever, like, but hopefully not after this real, like, they got married, didn't work. Okay.
Yeah.
They gave it everything.
Can we talk about, these were probably two of my favorite scenes, mainly because it was like, yes, justice. But there's two times when Luke and Christopher have confrontations. One is in episode 2, where Luke just decks him out of nowhere.
I love it.
Loved it.
The other one was when they both, like, take it down in the square during Christmas, and, like, they're knocking over candy canes. And then, again, it's like, there are no words. They just fight and then walk away, and I was like, oh my gosh, it was so great.
I felt like even, like, the camera work in that episode was, like, really jumbled and funny. I don't know. Chelsea, I loved that, because it was just, like, knocking over everything, and, like, it was, like, animal like
it was so funny, and it was perfect. Like, they just, like, needed, I don't know, sometimes I think guys especially, they just gotta, like, like,
punch it out.
Yeah, I think in the town square at Christmas time too, like, at one point they're both just, like, crawling on the ground, so, like, they're showing their age too, which made it even funnier. They're like, we're too old for this. But
yeah,
there's, like, a Christmas song playing in the background.
What I would have liked to see is Taylor's reaction to the chaos the next morning.
That's like, true.
Who wrecked the town square?
That would have been a good add-on.
It's great. Oh, man. I love that. Yeah, there's so much.
I know. I mean,
again, I feel like it's almost hard. Like, I think I like that we're kind of covering different relationships.
Yeah, that's true.
Season, because it's so jam-packed. Like, it's hard to go these episode.
One thing I wanted to touch on, small part of the show, but, like, the trip that Lorelai, Rory, and Emily go on together to North Carolina, I think, to go to Mia's wedding, seeing how Emily and the whole Mia thing plays out. Like, so Mia is the one who, like, opened up the inn for Lorelai and Rory when Rory was born and basically was like a mother figure to them. And so there was one interaction with Emily and Mia way back in whatever season 2 or 3, I don't know.
She was visiting.
Yeah. And which was a different Mia.
Yes.
Remember? So yes. They're two different actresses.
Oh. Yeah. I didn't even realize that.
I think I liked the first one better.
Really? Okay. Yeah. I don't know which one I liked better. But yeah. So they go to the wedding and I don't know. I just love that Mia. I would have loved to get more of Mia, I think, to understand more of that time with Lorelai and Rory. But I love what they did with her and Emily and how gracious, like, Mia is and just, like, wanting Emily to be involved. And Emily kind of comes around, too. And, you know, she's like, thank you for everything that you've done and all that. So it was just a really cool moment to see some of that hostility kind of go away, I think, with Emily. And that's also the season Logan comes and like surprises Rory there, and I can't remember what were they arguing about.
He had gone off to Vegas and like lost a bunch of money on that business deal because it turned out to be like fraudulent, and so they were, I think they were getting sued, right?
Yes. That's right.
And he wouldn't deal with it and wasn't being an adult. And so Rory's like, I need to get away for a little bit and blow off some steam.
Yep, that's right. Which, like, that was one of the low points of Logan this season was, like, he is doing all these, he's doing so well overall, like, really maturing, taking responsibility, and then, like, does a bad deal or whatever. I don't totally get the business part of it. And then... but he just then, like, he goes back to, like,
his... He spirals down. Yeah.
Parties. And yeah. Gets drunk. And
blows money and whatever. But it was good that he showed up and wanted to back, kind of thing.
I liked that, too. And I liked that Rory wasn't immediately like, oh, my gosh, okay. But she's like, these grand gestures, like, that was last year. That doesn't get me anymore. Like, you have to be an adult about stuff, so...
Yes.
Can we talk more about Logan?
Yes, let's talk about Logan.
So I really, kind of going along with that, I like how since he lost all this money and, you know, basically is kind of cut off from his father a little bit and like his money, it kind of humbles him because he has to move in with Rory and, you know, he's like living, which is funny, right? He's like living with like Paris and Doyle and Rory and an apartment, which I'm like, what roommates? This is great. Right. But I hadn't realized that he hadn't even gone to Stars Hollow before.
I know.
Which seems weird because they've been dating for, I feel like, several years by this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe like 2 or 3. Yeah. I don't know. It's hard for me to tell. But I like that he's kind of in that place where they're more of equals and he's not like...
Right.
Doing all these like grandiose things for Rory, but it's just like, well, this is what it is, and we're just going to work it out together. So
for sure.
I liked it too because, like, it was almost like he actually got to see Rory in a slight, like, I mean, she's always been Rory, but like, seeing her in a different light, and like, it was, like, I don't know, it just was kind of endearing seeing him watch her as she shows him her home, you know?
Sweet. Yeah.
And when they go to the hay bale maze or whatever, which was so cute, Logan and Rory are talking about jobs and their future and stuff. And, like, Rory was offered that job at Providence something. And she was debating it because she really wanted the fellowship at New York Times or something. And it was just cool to see them talking together about, like, what their goal, like, what they wanted and how to factor each other in. And then, like, Logan was very like, you do whatever you want and, like, don't let me stop you, basically, but I will consider you, like, when I make my next move, basically. So I really loved that he was just like, you gotta do what's right for you, and I'll, like, maybe I'll move where you're at then, and all that. So, but then it's like, I think that changes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then he gets a job, right, in California, and, oh, man, he goes and talks to Lorelai, and asks permission to propose to Rory. What were your thoughts about that scene?
I actually really did like it. But to kind of like go back a little, I mm-hmm. did like too when he and Lorelai had their discussion in the kitchen, like late at night and like eating pie.
So good.
Because I felt like Lorelai and Logan like came to an agreement. Like they both love Rory. Like he's like, I'm not perfect. Like I have made mistakes. I'm like putting on this front so that you don't see me as X, Y, or Z, like weak or whatever he said.
Yeah.
So I liked that. And then I liked that he came to Lorelai and was like, you know, obviously you're Rory's person and I want to make sure this is like okay with you. So I liked it.
Yeah. I know. I loved that with him and Lorelai in the kitchen, really like settling things mm-hmm. and respecting each other more and stuff. So
yeah.
I also
pie.
Yep.
We ate pie.
I like yep. that he asked Lorelai first. Because I think know. He eventually does mention it to Christopher, maybe.
I don't know.
Or maybe not. Or maybe it's in passing. I don't know.
No, but Christopher's dumb.
But no, it makes so much more sense, of course, to ask Lorelai.
Also, so this was one part that I must have I felt like I was watching this season almost somewhat for the first time again. Mm. Just because I remember the final season, I think was like my freshman year of college.
Mm-hmm.
And or maybe sophomore, maybe. I think it was freshman year.
I was in high school. Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember kind of being in denial about it being over. And because, again, it was so rushed. And so, like, there are parts that I was like, I totally, like, I knew Logan proposed.
Uh-huh.
I did not remember him doing it at her grandparents' party, though. I was like, he's doing it. No, he's not. I thought he did it somewhere else completely. And so I was kind of like, oh, he did. He did it.
Yes. That was, like, too bad. I wish he wouldn't have done it in front of everyone. Yeah. Like, he was so confident that she would say yes, obviously. Yeah. What was interesting, I think, was, like, I feel like they must not have talked about getting married at all. Because after he proposes and she's like, can we go talk? He's like, haven't you thought about being married to me? She's like, of course. Like, I have thought about it, you know. So it's like they had not really talked about it at all.
Yeah.
And he just kind of sprung it, which I get. Like, they have been together a long time. And I think it would have made sense to go forward. Like, I could see them together. But they hadn't even talked about it, it seemed like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that is. I don't know. For them to have been together for so long, even though they're young, you would think they would have.
Yes.
I don't know. It seems so. The fact that they haven't talked about it, it's like, well, is this casual for you still, kind of? Like,
right.
I don't know.
Or else they were just still. I mean, Rory is really trying to figure out, and so is Logan, figure out what she's going to do next.
Right.
And maybe they, you know, she wanted to get that settled and all of that. But that's kind of exactly what breaks them apart then,
mm-hmm.
because Rory is not willing to. Or no, Logan isn't willing to do long distance, and like Rory isn't willing to make the jump to get married or get engaged or whatever. So, how'd you feel about the breakup, like after her graduation, as they're talking?
It's sad. I love Jess, but this is the first time I've watched this season and I wanted her to be with Logan.
Yeah.
I know.
I was like, man, really? But I understand she like wanted to follow like her dreams and stuff, but I'm like, well, couldn't you do both? Like, yeah. I think you could do both. You really could.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It was sad. And Logan's reaction made me really sad. Like, mm-hmm. I thought maybe like they would hug, you know, obviously I've seen it before, but like, oh, like we'll hug, we'll like say goodbye, whatever. Like, but it's very like abrupt. You can tell that he's hurt and just walks away.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Agreed.
So sad. I know. I feel like they should have not just broken up. Like, it was another ultimatum, basically. Like, Logan is saying either we move forward or like, what's the point, basically.
And right.
I think like they could have tried, like Rory was saying, and done long distance, or like maybe they would have ended up closer eventually. Like, spoiler. It was good to like rewatch this season and see more of Logan and Rory, because I think when I watched Year in the Life, I was like, why are they still like getting together after all this time and stuff, which is valid, but like, but they were like so in deep in their relationship and stuff.
Yeah.
So it makes a little more sense, but also not, because it's messed up in Year in the Life. But anyways,
another
podcast.
I think like it wouldn't have worked though for them to just continue dating, because it's like, okay, Logan is like, let's take a step forward, and Rory's like, no, let's stay where we are. And I don't know. I think they could, I don't know. They would have been in the same situation as they were in this season, where he's in Europe and she's at Harvard and or
Yale.
Sorry. Do I watch the show? No. Okay. She's at Yale, and yeah, I don't know.
I know.
Like, continuing the same thing.
Really sad though. I was also very sad about that scene, just because I'm definitely Team Jess, but like, I really liked them together the last, especially the last half of the season, I would say.
Yeah,
me too.
Like, especially when he came to the hospital, like after
his
heart attack, and he was so good. Mm-hmm. Gosh, he came in a helicopter. But he was just there and took care of everyone and like was just so sweet and stuff, and helping her get his things and just did a lot of things that showed his maturity and stuff. And so it was really sad.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I definitely feel bad for him.
I know.
And I, it was literally just like a goodbye, Rory, walk away. I'm like,
I deserve more than that after so many years.
It made the last episode that much sweeter, though, because, like, the future is, like, wide open for Rory. True.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I know. When I was like, I realized, oh, they break up in the second to last episode, I think.
Yeah. Right?
And so this whole other episode that is Logan free, which like just because of that storyline is good, I think, because it's like, okay, now Rory, like it's just all about what you want to do and what you need to do. And it's just like Bon Voyage, you know, the title, like, oh my gosh, it was so good and so heartbreaking too.
I cried in the last episode too.
I did not cry again. The first time I didn't cry because, again, I was like, this was a terrible season. And then, so this time I was like,
I know.
And like, sorry to jump storylines, but like, Luke doing everything he can to make a good farewell for Rory, I about died.
That was so good.
We should have the tarps.
Let's talk about Luke and Lorelai's relationship this season, and then we'll at the very end of the season maybe too. So like obviously they break up, but let's talk more just about how they rekindled their friendship first and like how that all came about. I'm trying to remember how they started talking again.
Well, it was because Anna was threatening to like custody battle or whatever, like I forget why. Why was she upset with Luke? Is it because they were going to move and Luke's like, well, you can't take her? Is that what happened?
Yeah, basically, I think.
Was rightfully so.
My goodness.
Like,
yes.
You don't have her in your life. He doesn't even know about her. Right. And now he does, and you're going to take her away.
Exactly.
That was kind of like.
Yeah, that like little court scene, but like not court, you know, with the lawyers and judge. It was a really good scene, I think. But like Luke freaking out a little bit and being like, I didn't even know about her for the first 12 years of her life. And now like I know about her and I want to be her dad. I need to be her dad. Like, oh, it was so good. And
yes, that was so good.
But yeah, the letter that Lorelai writes for him. Oh, it was so good.
Yeah, that definitely, I feel like that was a pretty big turning point
for sure.
And then obviously too, when Richard collapses and has a heart attack and Luke is the one that shows up, I think for a few episodes on my notes I'm like, Christopher is being an ass. Christopher's still an ass.
Sorry mom, I'm using big girl words. Big girl words. But he was like, when Christopher doesn't show up to the hospital till the last minute, like
I hated him.
ridiculous.
And you just go home.
And of course, though, he runs into where Luke is too. Mm-hmm. Like, yep. Luke brought him food, and yeah.
He has the audacity to be mad at Lorelai. I'm like, exactly. Are you kidding? Nope.
Yeah.
Gosh.
And I love, so another relationship in that episode. This is where, like, Emily's really starting to pick up on the friction, I think.
Yeah.
And, like, the moment where, like, she and Lorelai are just sitting there in the hospital.
Aww.
And she's like, it'll be okay. And I was like,
oh. I know.
Like, there's always those brief moments of, I think they finally are going to be mom and daughter, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's like, but then, you know, usually something else happens. But they wouldn't be Emily right. and Lorelai without that, so.
Right. But that was a good moment for them. Yeah. I mean, I think of the hay bale maze as well. Mm-hmm. Like, I wrote something about Luke and Lorelai apologizing to each other in the hay bale maze.
Yeah.
It was so good. Mm-hmm. They both, like, took ownership for their own stuff uh-huh. that they did wrong. Uh-huh. And so I think that, like, super cleared the air. Mm-hmm. And Lorelai comes back to the diner more. Yes. And the hat changes back. The blue hat that she gave him. And
like, I feel like that with the car.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The what?
The car. He helps her with the car. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, gosh. That was so good.
I think it was like the first time Lorelai steps foot in Luke's again.
Yeah.
And like, again, yeah, the hat. But it's like, I wrote down, like, awkward. It's almost like, though, like, it's awkward, but at the same time, he kind of looks smitten again. Like,
I know.
Like, you just see it in his eye. Like, he's just like, she's back.
Oh,
you know? It's like,
I love it.
Mm.
So sweet. Yeah, I love the car scene because that really gets them back to they're being so polite at first and like very careful about what they're saying, and then they're just like back to their old bickering selves, which is
yeah. And that's when Laura's like, "Okay, we're back."
Yes. Yeah, and she's like, "You're hangry. You need a milkshake. We're gonna stop." And he's like, "No, I'm not." And she's like, "Yeah, you are like this when you're hungry." So
that was good. They just know each other so well.
Yeah, that's good.
And then she sings karaoke.
Yeah,
originally to Rory, but then Luke walks in, and it's "I Will Always Love You."
Oh my gosh,
which was funny too, because I think it was it Liz or somebody. I wrote a quote: "I will always love you." Classic Cyndi Lauper, looks like Whitney Houston. It's like he corrects her. Like, the fact that you know that.
Aww.
That's so funny. Oh, I didn't catch that. Wow.
But I did like that a lot. It was like kind of uncomfortable. I was like, oh my gosh, like burrowing in my seat. But also, I love that, you know, if Luke had like looked away or like pretended it wasn't happening, I feel like it would have gone a different direction. But he's like, yep.
Aww.
Yep, like in agreement, you know, just like watch, like, I don't know, they lock eyes the entire time.
I think you're right, though. It's like he had to respond like non-verbally and just like mm-hmm. looking at her and mm-hmm. kind of smiling mm-hmm. and like the mm-hmm. whole time. So good.
Yep.
And then she's like, oh, it was no big deal, it didn't mean anything, and Luke's him. And he's so sad then
he hears it.
Yeah, she doesn't mean that though. She's just like saying it to like get them off her back, but
right, for sure.
No, and I love it when he goes to Liz's like shop or whatever. Aww. Which Liz is just such a weird character.
I kind of love her.
And he's like, oh, I want to pick out something for Rory for graduation, and she's like, okay, well, also here's a necklace for Lorelai. And then, you know, when they do, I don't know, she's wearing it in the last scene.
Yeah,
it's so cute.
Good.
Yeah,
I love that. Okay.
Me too. It's good.
Can we talk about how there was actually three pregnancies this season? Because
are they?
Lane. Liz has her baby Doula.
Oh,
Doula.
And then Dookie is pregnant.
Oh yes.
Which, surprise.
That was good. We got to talk about that really quick. But so they had to do that. I don't know if you guys read this, but they had to make Suki pregnant again because Melissa McCarthy actually got pregnant.
Oh.
And so that's why the whole like storyline of Jackson didn't get the vasectomy came up, because Melissa McCarthy was pregnant.
That's hilarious. No, I did not know that. That's mm-hmm. funny.
Gosh, I thought that was a really funny mm-hmm. little story, and Jackson and Suki are so good. Like, they're so funny and just so fun.
Yes. Yep. Agreed. Mm-hmm. It's good stuff.
Well, how about that? Oh, sorry. Were you going to say something, Ashley?
Just at the end, are we going to talk about the last episode?
Yep. We got to talk about the last episode.
Go for it, Erin. You were going to start to say something.
No, I wouldn't produce the last episode. What do you want to say?
I mean, man, he just like really wants to make this happen. And I don't know, it's building up, right? Because Rory's like, you know, the world is my oyster. I can do whatever. And then she comes to Friday night dinner and she's like, I got a job. And they're like, so this is our last Friday night dinner. That made me tear up too. I was like, oh my gosh.
It's like, you could tell they weren't really acting at that point, I'm pretty sure. Like, you could tell everyone was getting emotional.
It's like the last.
Yes.
Oh, man.
And
it's so real. It's so real. Like, when you get a job, kind of, and you're like, okay, this is it. My life is changing now.
Yeah.
And same thing with the actual graduation and, like, mm-hmm. Emily's being Emily. And is like, Lorelai. This is your daughter's graduation. You just enjoy it, and I'll take the picture. I was like, oh,
I know. Oh.
Yeah.
Richard has a lot of moments, I feel like, this season too. Mm-hmm. Like at this party, he like really compliments Lorelai. He's like, I don't think this party is just for Rory. I think it's a testament to how you are, basically. And it was just like, oh my gosh.
And it's just so bittersweet too, because obviously it's the last time we'll see Richard, because he's not in a year in the life because he passed away in real life. And so I was like extra sad because it's the actual
dude. I didn't even think about that.
Yes. Aaron's gonna cry. No.
That's sad.
It is sad.
Man. So. Yeah, Rory's job though, I think, is so interesting and funny because she like gets this job on this new up and coming presidential election candidate.
Yes.
Barack Obama.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, he has a little glimmer in his eye or something. And then he has like two presidencies, right? I think, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Which I think is like weird that I can't remember again in the year of my life. Do you have a dog?
Sorry, I'm at my mom's house.
Oh, I forgot. Oh, yeah. No, you're fine. So was it a year in the life? Like, Rory's pretty anxious about her career, right? Like, she doesn't know what to do. She's not very successful career-wise, it seems like. But I'm like, if she got in early on the Obama thing, wouldn't she have been able to, like, go through that for, like, 8 years or something? But maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah. She did some dumb Rory things that got her fired. Who knows?
Ashley, you hate Rory so much.
No, I liked her better this season.
Yeah, me too.
Agree.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, can we throw in real quick the random re-meeting Marty and how Marty that was stupid.
That was so dumb.
I was like, I love Marty, but he kind of made me mad this season.
What was the point of that even? Yeah,
I didn't understand either. Big whoop. He had a crush on her at one point.
Yeah. Like, honestly. Yeah,
an adult.
I'm kind of like, why did they even throw that in? Was it just to stir up stuff with Rory and Logan, I guess? Because then Logan told the truth and kind of got Rory in trouble. I don't know.
Well, and also, like, I feel like, because Logan was like in London for part of the season, he needed that fill, and so that just introduced the two friends.
That's true.
So maybe,
yeah,
I don't know.
It was so random.
That was really strange. I didn't really like him that much either, because I don't know, like, Rory's like, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, I just thought it'd be like easier this way. And then it ends up getting them both in trouble. I don't know.
Yeah
maybe just like blast from the past. Maybe that's why they brought him in again, but yeah, who knows.
I did want to mention, I don't know if you guys noticed, but Dave Rogowski was mentioned in the last episode, so
I did notice that.
Apparently it was not Lane's first kiss.
Hilarious.
Yes.
I have two more Emily things.
Oh yeah.
In the episode when they go to Mia's wedding, mm-hmm. We find out Emily has a thing for Will Smith. And also, one of my favorite last episode quotes of Emily's, when they're at the graduation, and of course she's complaining about the seating, and she's like, it's like sitting behind Ray Charles, and all I could see is this person going,
that was really funny.
Can't see me moving right now, but
yes. Amazing. There I love that.
Still some good witty comments throughout the season.
Yeah.
I love that scene with Bebette running at the end of, or the last episode, running to tell Luke about the weather and stuff.
That was hilarious.
And she's like had a couple of those scenes of her running to like tell someone something. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just so good. And then that's where Luke is like determined. He's going to make it happen still. Even though everyone's like, nope, it's going to rain. We can't do this anymore. And Luke stays up all night, like sewing together tarps and stuff.
Yes.
Party. Ugh.
Luke for the win.
I love it. And like when Rory and Lorelai drive up, basically, and their two best friends' husbands come out with the umbrellas to bring them in. So Jackson and Zach come and get them and bring them into the party. And just the look on Luke's face when they get there, too.
Mm. Yep. I actually did notice a mistake in that episode, or like just a thing that I don't think that they meant to happen. So when they do run to Lorelai's Jeep and Rory's like, Mom, did you do this? And she's like, no, this was not me at all, kid, like whatever. Uh-huh. And so Rory's like trying to close her door and it doesn't close on the Jeep. Did you notice that too?
Yes.
I noticed that.
I'm like, in real life, you better close the door.
Yeah. Like she was like trying to close it and they were probably like, just leave it. Or like she was just like, okay, whatever. We got to run to this party.
Gosh.
Yeah.
And then Rory gives a little speech, just a very brief speech. And the Everybody biggest part cries. Was just like her saying, you know, to mom, her mom, that she, I don't know, it was just a blubbering moment, but it was so good.
It was so good.
Well, even the very, really near the end there, like Lorelai and Rory in the morning before they go to Luke's, you know, getting all the last minute things and everything. And Lorelai's kind of like frantic and like, do you have this? Do you have this? And Rory's like, Mom, you've given me everything I need.
Oh, that. Like,
ah! Oh, so good. And then it ends the same way it ended the very first episode.
That's what I was going to say. Erin, are you going to bring up the last scene?
You know it. One of my things.
I love it.
But it's like, it was a perfect ending, I guess, because it's such a hard, how do you wrap up that show, you know? It's so good. And even though the seventh season was a little wonky, like, it was the right way to end the series at Luke's.
The right answer is you don't wrap it up. You have a year in the life.
I think they need a sequel to that.
Well, yeah.
Well, it's true.
They left us hanging.
The last, whatever, four or five words or whatever. Yeah.
Yep.
Oof. So is there anything else we need to say about season 7, just as far as like the details or anything fun?
I don't think so. I think we did a really good job of covering everything.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I also have Kirk's jobs to do.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Oh, man.
What did you guys see him doing this season?
I can't even remember.
I know. I always think of, like, I should be ready to hear him talk about a job. I mean, he was the car driver for the traffic light.
Yep. That was driver. Your stars, hellos, first stoplight.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I can't remember either.
So he also had Kirk's Diner.
Oh, that's right.
He was the owner.
I had that written out. I totally forgot.
That's an organizer of the Knit-a-thon. He was a wrapping paper salesman, which I kind of don't remember, but yeah. A flower delivery man, though he claims he's volunteering, Kirk asks Lorelai for a tip. I don't know what this is, a minotaur in town meeting? Don't know.
So like minute taker?
Maybe. The maze guard for the hay bale maze. And he sets up Rory's going away party, he hangs lights, he presents Rory with the sash, and even offers to DJ. So he had He had 8 jobs this season to round out the 62 jobs in the whole series. I love it.
A man of many talents.
He sure is. So looking back at season 7, we're going to do Love Rockets for the rating scale, since that was a great little piece in the beginning of the season from Logan. So how many Love Rockets do you guys give season 7?
I think the first time I watched again, mm-hmm. I think I've changed watching it a second time through. I think the first time I probably would have been like, it was a 1. But I did, like we mm-hmm. talked about, like, I did have some appreciation, like, for different characters a little bit more. So, I mean, I still didn't love it, but mm-hmm. I'm going to say a 2.5.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right. I give it a 3. I would say I liked it better, I think, than season 6, mm-hmm. I think. It's still not, like, my favorite by any means, but, and there are definitely storylines in it that I didn't love, but maybe just considering the time crunch they were on and the ending, I think the ending was good. So a 3 for me.
I would give it a 4.
Wow.
Yeah. I, like you, Chelsea, I think if I hadn't rewatched it and I was just thinking back on how I felt before, I would have given it much lower. But I like the way everything wrapped up. I think endings are really hard to do in lots of things, like shows and books and all kinds of stuff. And I thought they wrapped it up pretty well.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, even though I didn't agree with a lot of things that people were doing, I did appreciate this season.
Yes, the ending was really good, I think. Just mm-hmm. I guess you really don't know for sure, or at least I remember hearing people say, like, you don't know for sure Luke and Lorelai get back together, but you kind of assume they're back together at the end. And the party, all of that was just so
the kiss. So,
yeah. So good. And Rory kind of stepping out onto her own. And so I think the ending was really good.
Agreed.
Yep. Oh, man. I've got all the feels now because it was so good. I actually rewatched the last episode last night again just to to remind myself of things. And
that's awesome.
It was really a good ending, honestly. Agreed. They shouldn't have done Year in the Life at all, but
although, like, Jess saved
Year in the Life. He really
did. He did.
Yes. So speaking of Year in the Life, we will, I guess, discuss the first one next time. I forget now. Does it start with fall?
I think so.
I can't even remember.
Actually,
or summer. It
ends with fall, I think.
Or, okay.
Well, no.
How does that work?
I don't remember.
We obviously don't watch it nearly as much as the regular show, but we will be back and discuss the first one. Does that sound good? Should we do the
most separate?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yay. Cool. Thanks, guys. Gilmore Girls forever.
Love it.
All right. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Man, we did it. We recapped all 7 seasons of Gilmore Girls, the TV series. And we're not going to stop there. We are going to go ahead and watch and recap all 4 of the mini movies on Netflix of Gilmore Girls, A Year in the Life. Even though we're not the biggest fans of that whole thing, but I mean, you got to do it. It's still Gilmore Girls. And there are some shining moments in it. So keep an eye out for that. It'll be coming at you soon. Thanks for listening.